My name is Bing Sam Lau. I'm going to talk about the events my family experienced during the occupation of China by Japan in the 1930s. It began by Japanese invasion in Manchuria in 1931. I was born after the war, but the rest of my brothers and sisters, six of them, they all witnessed the war. At the time, China, it was backward, disorganized, very poor in places, so it's very easy for the Japanese to invade. I think they knew they were the stronger nation, and when they occupied our country, they behaved like our master. Whenever people encounter them, they have to kowtow. My sisters witnessed a young man, 18 years old, he was a reporter, and he forgot to kowtow and was thrown on the floor several times by Japanese soldiers. And three farmers were arrested. They were thought by the Japanese to be spies, and they tortured them by making them to swallow lots of water and hung them upside down. And then they put their heads through two steps of a ladder with two soldiers swung on both ends like a seesaw. My sisters and brothers talk about this torture as common occurrence, and some are even worse. For instance, the Japanese skinned the Chinese if there was a dispute, so that there were far worse tortures. The capital of China was Nanjing during the Japanese occupation, and when the Japanese marched into Nanjing, they carried out a huge bloody massacre, and many, many, many people were killed. Friends and neighbor of us, they are forever talking about their experience, but my sisters and brothers, they were very young. In a sense, it was lucky for my sisters, otherwise they would be raped. They witnessed rapes, they heard screams. They knew what was happening. It was very, very difficult, particularly my mother. She had to look after my sisters and brothers. And at one point, she had to look after the orphans as well, because she taught in an orphan school. And she had to take the orphans to run away from one place to another, because they had to flee from the Japanese. So it was extremely difficult for them. So difficult that she had to give one sister away to a single woman, and then they were separated. My family were still living in hope that she's still alive. The family lost everything, including my father's manuscripts. He was writing a book, and whenever there was a raid, every time he took his manuscripts, which he really treasured it, and he felt really sad about this loss, and he kept talking about this even after the war. For years, he talked about his lost manuscripts. The Japanese confiscated food and medicine. They need the supply for themselves, and caused a shortage for the Chinese, and because of that, many people died. One of my brothers became very ill when they were running away from one place to another. My mother had to take the whole family and walk from a small village to a bigger town in order to seek medical help, but there wasn't any, and my brother died. People who went through the occupation, most of us, some kind of loss, but I don't know about bitterness. I think Chinese people are very forgiving. We don't hate the Japanese anymore. I think people do forgive as well, if not forget.